resignation letter was noteworthy for its absence of any praise for President Trump. Instead, he cited his differences with the commander-in-chief, writing, "You have the right to have a secretary whose views are better aligned with yours."
We are going to appoint Mad Dog Mattis as our Secretary of Defense.
The seeds of discord were present when Mr. Trump announced in 2016 that the retired four-star Marine general would run the Pentagon. Mattis has made it known that he hates the nickname Mad Dog. After that, he repeatedly disagreed publicly with the president by supporting NATO and other alliances, criticizing Russian interference in U.S. elections, and opposing the president's withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal and transgender military ban. Then came Mr. Trump's sudden decision this week to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, a move Mattis strongly disagreed with. At the White House last night, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders acknowledged the rift.
He and the president have a good relationship, but sometimes they disagree. The president always listens to the members of his national security team, but at the end of the day, it's the president's decision to make.
Mattis plans to leave the Pentagon at the end of February.